They're just little honey dew drops on top of a sweet ass.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
You are tuned into the Tommy Beaver.
I'd like to. She had a, what is it, lip ring too? And I'm, man, would I like to fish my hook through that?
She has a lip ring. She's got a nice fucking cooch too.
Really?
It's nice. You gotta get that file.
Yeah. So, anyways, welcome everyone to another edition of The Timely Beaver, coming to you today from Beaverton, Oregon, with two special guests with us here. We have, via over the internet, we have
Dave. Hey, Ted. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave. And as Dave said, we also have with us in studio today,
we have Mike.
Yeah, so we're all here for another lovely, lovely sunny day edition of us. I guess this would be a Cinco de Mayo show, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo edition.
Get your cocktails up for a little toast.
Woo! We're drinking here.
Salud.
So I hope you all have your margaritas in hand. Kick them back. You're well saturated with alcohol, enjoying yourselves.
Well, it's a beautiful day today. It's a nice day to have a couple drinks.
Oh, yeah.
We're thinking about going to the park later on today, having a couple beers, maybe.
Nice. Yeah. Bring the acoustics out there and jam a little bit when you're out there, or what?
We could do that. I'm not sure if it'll sprinkle. It's kind of got the... might rain. It rained last night, but who knows?
It rained yesterday pretty damn hard, too.
Yeah, so anyways, welcome back, everyone. This is the first reappearance of Dave. Dave hasn't been on the show for a couple months because Dave has been had a tragic cannibal paradise adventure in the South Tropics where he suffered from hay fever, something of that nature. And
yeah, Ted pretty much nailed it. So.
Yeah. Even though that had nothing to do with it, but we'll just play along.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Dave suffered a raging case of herpes at the BD clinic.
So did you get that from like the South Tropic hookers that you had experiences with? Or
Yeah, well, I got it was from a happy ending from a Thai massage parlor.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways. This is going to be a great show. I haven't had both of you on in a while, so it's quite nice. I'm thoroughly excited. Thoroughly.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool.
I think it's we're coming up on what? This is the
coming up on close to a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think June 6th would be 1 year. 666. So
that's right, huh?
We'll have to see what's going on. Maybe play some old stuff like what was it, the old Willie theme song?
So we got to do. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know. What is it? 50. This is probably what 53rd, 54th show, Ted.
No, this is actually, if you're keeping track, this would be. I think it's show number. In my book, this is 58, I believe.
Okay.
So we, because we did two shows for the final show, so I count them as, 50 and 51.
Separate shows, right?
Yeah, and, there are some other things that we've done which I count as separate shows. So this is 58, I believe. But, we had a good run, good time.
So that's a little over a show a week. If you think about it.
Yeah, I guess that is true, except we did, I think, 50 of them in the first 6 months.
Yeah.
So that kind of helped us along.
Yeah, we were almost averaging, two shows a week?
Yeah, two to three, something like that.
Yeah.
But speaking of three shows a week, we have two to three bands to showcase for everyone. We have Brain Failure, The Kindred, and Rancid, so you're going to want to stay tuned for those. But we will definitely be getting started off with some music right now. For all your listening entertainment. The ghost of the chain of play. So, Dave, you want to introduce this first act?
Yes, Ted. This is Brain Failure. They're a band out of China, and Ted and I heard them a couple weeks ago, and they rock. They are really good. Wouldn't you agree, Ted?
Oh, I definitely agree. There's some kick-ass punk. They sound like they've taken a lot of influences out of the American culture punk scene, especially, I'd say, the SoCal scene.
Yeah, well, I hear some Rancid influence. I hear some, who else is in there? Dropkick Murphys, big influence in there.
Definitely. We should play some Murphys on an upcoming show, too.
We will. Murphys rock. But yeah, this one is awesome. Like, you can tell, like, there's a little bit of an accent in some of their lyrics, but there's that chant, it's that punk chant, which is what I love, and I don't know about you guys, but...
Oh, yeah.
That gets the blood flowing there, so...
Oh, definitely.
But this is, That's What I Know!
That's What I Know!
BrainFailure.com. Check them out on MySpace.com @BrainFailurePunk.
That sounds like plan.
So everyone, I went on. I got a new job, a new place, and my company gave me. I was on Friday at like 4:45. They're like, Mike, today's your last day of work, and I had 2 weeks before I start the new job. So they gave me a 2 week vacation where I could do whatever the hell I want.
2 weeks? Did you masturbate a lot?
I masturbated quite often. Of course, you know, I had extra time to sit around and do nothing, so I might as well spank one off.
Right, exactly.
But I went on a week-long vacation to, I went to Utah, I went to Arizona, I went to Vegas, I went and played craps in the Bellagio.
Oh, did you win any money?
I won $60 in about 20 minutes.
Hey, nice.
That's a good percentage there.
It was a pretty good return. I played with my dad. My dad was sitting next to me when I was playing craps.
Really?
But,
did he win any money?
What's that?
Did he win any money?
No, he didn't gamble. He just me. We went to the Bellagio buffet. Fucking money buffet.
Oh,
it had sea bass.
What?
Yeah, it had sushi. It had a zillion desserts. It had like salmon, sea bass, tuna, trout. It had every kind of fish in the bingo.
So
next time
I
go to Vegas, I'm going there.
Smelled like a hooker snack today. Pretty tasty
really?
Stuff.
Nice.
And I stayed in a couple little towns in the middle of nowhere in Utah and Arizona. And had a good time. We saw a couple dams. I saw Hoover Dam. I saw Plain Canyon Dam. Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I had a good vacation. I drove 3,000 miles in the car.
That's a lot of miles, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I had a good time.
Right on.
Oh, man.
That's awesome, and it's just like right on the onset of spring, which is nice because now you see all the flowers bloom, you see the nice transition. Some parts probably still look a little bit more wintry. Others,
well, it's fucking in Utah, it snowed. I was up at like 2,000 feet for one part.
Really? That much?
And it's still snowing like a blizzard. It was nuts. It was well, pretty crazy. So that's hard to drive.
That I, you know what, Mike? I feel your pain because we'll tell about my story on the, after the next song. But man,
yeah,
I know exactly
Dave,
what you're talking about.
Snow adventure.
Nice. No, it was a good vacation. I came. I went and I participated in a coloring contest. And the week I stayed in Portland, I went to the bar one day at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I brought my color pencils and my picture. I was going to color. I sat in the bar for like 3 hours and drank beer and colored. I had like four beers. I was pretty loaded.
And this is what you do in 2 weeks off. Damn.
That was awesome.
Sitting in bar, drinking beer,
cool.
And color with crayons.
That's a good trip.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice.
Well, right on, man. Well, let's curtail that and roll into someone else here. This is a band that we've played plenty of times on the show.
Yeah, there's no need for an intro for this
no
next band.
No need for an intro. So here is the Kindred with Screaming and Crying.
I need somebody to help me out. I need somebody who won't yell or shout. I need somebody to wash my clothes. I want that little woman to get somebody to help me out. I need somebody who won't yell or shout. I need somebody to wash my clothes. I want my little woman to wear pantyhose. I'm screaming and crying, won't help. It won't help me. Screaming and crying, won't help. It won't help me. Screaming and crying, won't help. It won't help me. Screaming and crying, won't help. It won't help me.
So Dave's got what, a car adventure story now.
Yeah, Dave,
yeah, it's funny.
Tell us about this story, this happening, if you will.
Well, it's funny that Mike was talking about how they had snow and he was on his trip and like I can totally relate and commiserate there because I went to Reno, Nevada at the end of March. I was going to go ski with Chris and his family, and you know, everyone that lives on the West Coast knows it's been an abnormally wet, rainy year, and like so you know,
you
at the end of
snowman complaining too, man.
Yeah, Yeti's getting pissed. So
yeah, Yeti is pissed.
So yeah, so we didn't think there was going to be rain or snow, but and if there was forecast snow, then at least, you know, it would melt by the, you know, because it's not supposed to be that cold this time of year. Well, I think we kind of underestimated Mother Nature there, and drove up.
You whips a wicked teeth in your face sometimes.
Oh, you know, old man winter dies, he dies hard, you know, so like he just stuck around, he lingered, and like so left, you know, I left Merced, which is where I live now, where Ted was talking about the Cannibal Paradise adventure in the South Tropics where I suffered from hay fever. But I left there and then, you know, got to Modesto, which is just north of there in Hicktown, and there was it was raining, it was pouring. So I was like, all right, fine, you know. Then I got out of there and then I got towards Stockton, and I think you used to have a house out there, right, Ted, around Lodi? and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. It's one of my many properties I own around the United States.
Yeah. Well, Ted is a Wheeler dealer, so just yeah. call him.
Mike Koch has a home in every city.
Just call him Ted Trump.
And my ladies call me hubby. I don't know.
They call him Ivana. Ivana
they,
have
they
Ted.
They call me Long Dick.
Ivana Long Dick.
Ivana. Oh, nice name. But, yeah, so drove through there and then pouring, just raining like crazy. Got to Sacramento, it was raining, and Chris is like, get up here soon, otherwise you're going to get the, you know, it's going to snow and all that stuff. I'm like, hey, I'm going as fast as I can. So and then I get to Sacramento, and it's pouring, and then Ted had a sound effect that we had on the last show. But, yeah, there you go. So, and the rain persisted. And the wind kicked up. The wipers were on full blast. Oh. And alas.
You're stupid.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know if you guys saw that commercial. So. You're smart. So, all right. Well, when I turn the wipers back on, you guys got to say that. So.
You're smart.
You're so stupid.
So anyway, so I got to Sacramento, and you know, Chris was like, hurry up, get up here, you know, before the weather gets bad. And so like got through Sacramento, and it was like just light rain. Then I got on Highway 80, and then it started raining heavier and heavier. Then it was just pouring, and I'm just like, all right, you know, this is not good. And I come to a sign on 80, it says change required at the summit. I'm like, oh great. So you know, I'm driving up, and I'm like, all right, I got to find a place to buy some change. And I pull off at this gas station, and
there's this hooker on the corner. He says, hey, baby, I'll suck you for $5. And I go, all right.
And I said, no, make it 10. No, but then she said, you know what, I'll sell you some change, too, for an additional $5. So,
and Dave said, okay, honey.
I said,
so
that's
he started popping on the chains.
Yep, and that's... And that's where I got my herpes that Ted was talking about earlier. So then, you know, I got there and this guy went $60 for chains. I'm just like, screw that. That's absolutely ridiculous. So went across the way, got some other chains, and I had them in my car. I'm like, cool, I'm set. So the rain, obviously, you get higher, it turns to snow, and the wiper blades go on high.
You're so stupid.
I was waiting for that. But yeah, so then the rain turns to snow. I'm just like, nah, I'm starting to kind of, you know, starting to get really slippery there, and I pull off the side of the road, try to get my chains on. Long story short, I didn't. Then I got stuck because the chain somehow wrapped around the axle, or I thought it did wrap around the axle, but you know, I couldn't move. So then the good old Caltrans truck came by and buried me under an additional 3 feet of snow from the snowplow. Then the blades are like, you're so stupid, you know, because they had all this snow buried on top, so they couldn't move, they couldn't talk. You know, and then, like, eventually I had to call a tow truck, and they towed me out of there, and then I had the chains put back on, and, long story long, I finally got up there, but the moral of the story was it took me 14 hours to go 200 miles or something like that. Wow. So, yeah, it was frustrating, but, you know, that's my adventures in the snow in late spring, you know, but... You know, it was all good when I got there. I won $10 in Reno.
There you go. You win $10. Nice. You buy yourself another hooker.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
chains.
Those are happy endings.
Hey, it was almost. I know. It was almost a profitable trip for me, minus the $100 that I paid for the chains and the chain monkey and the hooker. You know, so it was well worth it.
All for a case of VD.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's what she was advertising. So yeah, yeah. But it was good time.
Well, hey, we got a little bit more music for you now.
All right.
This is Rancid. I think Rancid's out of California. I'm not exactly
oh,
sure.
Oh, Mike. They're from California. They're from the Bay Area.
They're from the Bay Area. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I think they're from the Bay Area. This is Let Me Go by Rancid.
Okay, just a show. It's impossible, it ain't easy. Opportunity shifting here. So far, the strategy ain't working. The facts are in it, so very clear. I do what I want, I can't predict the future. And those who can, I know that they are liars.
And then the truth can be hard to swallow. In a soap opera world, ears are crying. Correction, I need no direction. I let me go just one last time. I spent my whole life searching for direction. I let me go just one last time. You can put a book if you don't like the answers. I draw it forces with an act of crime. Are you a saint protecting your cancers? List of hatred, need to find what there's a core sentiment in America. Let's suppose that you can hear them all. That it strikes what is wrong and the evil considered bad behavior. Correction, I need no direction. I let me go just one last time. I spent my whole life searching for direction. I let me go just one last time.
Edition of the Timely Beaver, and I think, well, all the stories said, you know, we're coming up on 1 year here. 1 year of this damn show, and who the hell is even listening?
I think we got like 10 listeners.
No, we got listeners everywhere. I want to give a shout out to people in Finland.
Yes,
Finland's always listening, and we do like to finish.
Yeah,
to finish what we start.
No, we have listeners in Australia too.
Yeah, really?
We got the blokes down in Australia, Britain. I think we even have a few in Malaysia, China, Japan.
Well, good day.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Ted. Yeah, had a good time. It's good. Good show.
Very good time.
Good show indeed. And we'll hopefully have something really interesting and funny for all you on the 1 year anniversary next month. So
yes.
Take care, and we will talk to you all then.
See ya.